Burlington writer Connor Listoka's day job is to make bad movies funny, or to make fun of bad movies. Actually, it's a little bit of both. He's a senior writer and producer for the comedy website called Riff Tracks. He's here to talk about that job and about his new novel, a second one that he's penned, which falls into the comedy sci-fi shelf of your local bookseller. Connor, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mary. I'm happy to be here.
So let's talk about your new book in just a sec, but first, Riff Tracks. Tell us exactly what Riff Tracks is.
I work as a senior writer and producer for RiffTracks.com, which, if you've heard of Mystery Science Theater 3000, which more people have heard of, it's essentially that. Same people and same concept. We make fun of is a way to say it. We crack jokes during airings of movies that usually aren't very good. And I've been doing that for close to a dozen years now. We do live shows. We have a website where you can watch those movies. And I've taken that comedy writing aspect of it and started trying my hand at novels.
Yes, so that brings us to your newest novel. It's the second one that you've written as a comedy sci-fi novel. This one called The Pole Vault Championship of the Entire Universe. Give us the plot.
Kara's grandfather, Cornelius, has established his own micronation, which is a really fun thing once you start looking into the world of micronations. And those are essentially crazy people, usually white men who have declared a small portion of land or an island to be their own country. It's based on a actual micronation called Sealand, which is just far off the coast of England to be international waters. And it's been owned by a variety of crazy people. It's just this hunk of depressing iron. So if you look at pictures of Sealand, that's sort of what I was going for with the island that Cornelius has decided to host the Olympics on. That will conjure a good mental image of the insanity of his plan.
So writing and producing for Riff Tracks, you make fun of bad movies. How does your day job influence your novel writing?
Well, comedy, obviously, that's what I like to do, and that's what I am better at writing than anything serious. So when I sat down to write a book, it wasn't going to be like a mournful story about an orphan. Comedy was natural, and then these sort of weird little sci-fi aspects like time travel or dysfunctional aliens kept working their way into those stories somewhat naturally. This was a way to sort of expand the talents that I've developed writing jokes to sort of create my own world with that. And if you had to ask about influences, like The Simpsons would be a major one. Dave Barry was a big influence, like growing up. That was sort of the first like humor that I started reading.
Do you recall like the first time maybe that you wrote a school paper or something and sort of inserted some humor into it and got a good response?
I could tell you something that didn't go as a good response. I was always like, if you're the funny guy, like that you're just trying to sort of spice up anything to make it funny. And when you get a chance to do a presentation at school, it's like, well, this is my time to shine, right? So we did this ninth grade biology presentation. I was like, play this song as we're walking down the aisle to give our thing. And it was an intro to a Wu-Tang Clan song, which it didn't go over well. But it was like, hey, my friends in the audience liked it. Like, that's what's important, right?
So you're writing for Riff Tracks. I also understand you do stand-up and improv. How do you think those really specific writing styles that work, really specific writing muscles, help or hurt novel writing for you?
Writing for Riff Tracks is pretty solitary at this point in time. Mm-hmm. We used to have a collective office where we would bounce jokes off of each other. But since I'm in Vermont, obviously, that's a isolated activity these days. And so it's prepared me for novel writing, which is the ultimate isolated activity because there's no one to help you. There's no one to really bounce ideas off of because it's all in your head. Both are processes of sort of sitting and staring and hoping that inspiration is going to hit you.
As you're writing novels, what's your sort of daily practice? Does it come easily to you or is it work?
Finding a beat and finding out a way to get to that next beat and knowing that no one's going to help you and it's not going to happen until you do it. This constant idea that one day I would be done just is sort of out there and that's the promised land. And it's like, well, you're not going to get there until you get 1,000 words down today. I always thought that the idea of sort of, people saying that the characters sort of did their own thing once you started creating them,
right.
I thought that was hogwash because it sounds very writerly to say that. But it makes sense. Like they do develop a personality and they do go in ways that you probably wouldn't have expected. Like I won't pretend that I've got this like grand, yarn board up on my wall connecting all the plot points and all these things that are going to happen. But like how you get there and like how they respond to specific moments is something that definitely for me comes along. And when you're trying to make it funny, that's beneficial because trying to plan out, these humorous situations isn't necessarily something that can happen. You sometimes have to be spontaneous and have to, sort of improv in the writerly moment.
Yeah. You have this fantastically fun sounding gig. What are some challenges that you face?
I mean, it's a struggle to wake up in your pajamas and like try to be funny when there's no one else to talk to. Like, let's say, you know, anyone who's worked from home will probably tell you that it's hard to do your job when you're not in a real office environment. Like I said, we've been doing this for a while. So to keep it fresh and not sort of fall back on old chestnuts in terms of jokes is a very difficult thing, because you run the risk of developing a beloved catchphrase or a recurring bit. And then whether that pushes over into tedium or laziness is something there. We're in a good position at RiffTrax where we don't have to worry about corporate sponsors or anything like that. So you can sort of do whatever you want.
Nice. Well, Connor, thank you so much for telling us about your new book and about RiffTrax. And it was great to meet you.
Yeah, great to meet you too. Thank you so much.
That's Burlington writer Connor Listoka. The book is in stores now, available online as well. Catch Connor and his improv group at the Off Center for the Dramatic Arts on Saturday, May 19th, and see more details about the books at vpr.net.